Funeral held for North Carolina boy shot and killed while riding bike. He'll always be with us. By Amy Furr on August 14, 2020. Family and friends gathered this week to mourn 5-year-old Cannon Hinnant, who was shot and killed Sunday in Wilson, North Carolina. More than 100 cars filled the funeral home parking lot and other nearby places for the Thursday service. Family, loved ones and strangers all showed up to lift up Cannon's family during an unthinkable time, according to ABC 7. The boy was supposed to start kindergarten this week. And his grandfather, Merrill Race, said he was angered someone would kill a child who was just being a kid. "That's evil. I never met this guy in my life, but that is one evil dude. He's there where he should be," Race stated. 25-year-old Darius Nathaniel Sessoms faced a first-degree murder charge after he allegedly shot and killed Cannon, his next-door neighbor, Sunday evening at a Wilson Mobile Home Park, according to Breitbart News. Family members told police that Cannon was outside on his bike, playing with his sisters, ages 8 and 7, when Sessoms walked up to the boy, pointed a gun at his head and pulled the trigger. The report detailed, adding that no motive was established for the murder. The shooting garnered massive attention online. People from all over the world using hashtags with Cannon's name to send prayers, encouragement, and even monetary donations to his family, the ABC article read. From Australia, Ohio, Colorado, I mean, it don't stop. It's all around the world, said the boy's stepfather, Lee Parker. He added that the family deeply missed the loving, free-spirited child. "It'll never be behind us. He'll always be with us, but we're going to get through it," Parker noted. A GoFundMe was set up to help the family with funeral costs and as of Friday had raised $368,774 of its $5,000 goal. On Sunday, August 9, this precious angel was playing outside with his siblings when he was murdered. He was merely doing what he would do any other day, and that's playing with his sisters, riding his bike, doing what kids do, and all of the innocence that comes with being a child. This family has faced unimaginable pain because of this senseless act of violence. "We are asking for your donations to assist with anything that may be needed for expenses related to his services. We offer our sincerest appreciation in this extremely difficult time." Hashtag justice for Cannon, the page concluded.